This year in Bible Club, we are learning the Ten Commandments. It's really important for us to know why God gave us these laws. God gave them to us because He loves us. He made us, and He knows the best way for us to live so that we can have the most joy. God gives us rules so we can make wise decisions and be protected from the painful consequences of sin. Last week, we talked about the first and second commandments. These commandments instruct us to make God the first priority in our lives. When we seek to please God first, everything else falls into place. Have you ever buttoned your shirt and gotten the first button wrong? When that happens, every button after that is in the wrong place. But when you get the first button in the right place, all the others line up properly. I think it's that way with God. When He is in His rightful place as the Lord of our lives, and then all the other issues of life line up and are in the right place. Today we're going to learn about the third commandment, "Thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain." Does anyone know what the word vain means? The word can mean proud and conceited, but it can also mean worthless or unimportant. That's the definition of vain in this commandment. This commandment tells us that we should never speak of God as if He is worthless or unimportant. God created us. He's all powerful, He's all knowing, and He's ever present. He's the greatest and the best and deserves our honor. You should never use God's name as a cuss word. You should never use God's name in anger. And you should never use God's name to express surprise. I'll give y'all some examples. This commandment is broken so often that we get used to hearing God's name used flippantly, and we don't even realize we're being disrespectful to God. We may recognize that saying, "Oh my God," or "Oh Lord," or "Jesus Christ" is taking God's name in vain. But even the softened versions like, "Oh my gosh," "Geez," or "OMG" are dishonoring to God, and it's wrong to say those. I'm guilty myself. God cares greatly about His name and His glory. I want to read this commandment from Exodus 20, verse 7. "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain." So we will be punished. It sounds like this is a big deal to God. We need to respect God and only use His name when we're talking to Him or about Him. We shouldn't say God's name like it's any other word. God's name is special because God's special. What are some other words that we can say instead of using God's name in a bad way? We could say, "Good grief, my goodness, wow, that's crazy, yikes," or "Oh man." I'm going to read a few different scenarios, and I'd like you to tell me if the person in the story used God's name the right way or the wrong way. Alex is at school talking to his friend Billy. Alex is telling Billy about his weekend. "We went to church and we saw this video about how Jesus died on the cross and then came back to life 3 days later." Did Alex use Jesus' name the right way or the wrong way? Right, because he was talking about Jesus. Lisa overhears Billy and Alex talking. "OMG," she says, "church is so boring. I'm glad my family doesn't go to church." Wrong way, because she wasn't talking about God or to God. She used His name as an exclamation. After school, Alicia is rushing to put all of her stuff in her backpack and get out at carpool. She knows she's running late and she's afraid of the bell's going to ring. So she whispers, "Jesus, help me make it on time." Right way, because she was saying a prayer for Jesus to help her. Billy is also late for carpool, and he's stuffing his Chromebook in his bag. He accidentally dropped his binder, and all the papers fell on the ground. "Geez, really? Now?" Wrong way, because he used Jesus' name disrespectfully. We take God's name in vain when we speak it in a careless, disrespectful way. But did you know we can also take God's name in vain by the way we act? The word Christian is a form of the name Christ. When you say you're a Christian, people look at you and they associate how you act with the name of Jesus Christ. You can take God's name in vain by telling people you're a Christian and not acting like one. After Jesus rose from the dead, he went back to heaven, so he no longer has a physical body here on earth, but he has us here. Those of us who have put our trust in Jesus have his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, living in us so that we can now be the hands and the feet of Jesus to the people around us. I'd like to read you one of my favorite poems that talks about this. Christ has no body but yours, no hand, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks, compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet, yours are the eyes. You are his body. Christ has no body but yours. That's a pretty powerful poem. We, as believers, are the body of Christ here on earth. What are some ways that you can act like Jesus to those around you? Maybe someone you don't know or someone who isn't a close friend. Smiling, helping, meeting needs, using only kind words when you speak to or about someone. Recognizing when someone is feeling lonely or left out and including him. When it comes to friendships, it's natural for us to be drawn to those who share our interests. That's okay, but we should never have the idea that it's us four and no more. Jesus's life gives us a pattern for friendship. Jesus had 12 disciples who were his constant companions for 3 years. Of those 12, he had 3 close friends, Peter, James, and John, who had some special times with him. He also had more than 70 people who followed him and helped him and were part of his work and ministry. Jesus had a lot of friends. As he traveled, other people would come and want to be in his presence. And there were times when the 12 disciples pushed people away because they considered them to be annoying or unimportant. When they did this, Jesus rebuked them and said, "No, let them come to me." Even though Jesus had his special friends, he didn't exclude others. He was welcoming. He was kind and unselfish. He invited others into his circle of friendship. We all want friends. We all want to feel accepted and loved. God accepts and loves you right now, just the way you are. He demonstrated his love when Jesus died on the cross to pay for your sins. God wants you to accept his love so that his Spirit, Holy Spirit, can live in you and enable you to love others. This kind of God love is not a feeling. The kind of love is a decision. A decision to treat others the way you want to be treated. We all want to be included. We all want people to look at us in the best light and not see our faults. We all want people to speak kindly to us and about us. We should give others what we want for ourselves. Now, this is not a guarantee that others will treat you well because they may not have God's love in them. But at least you will know that you are pleasing God, representing Him well and not taking His name in vain. Let's be mindful not to misuse the Lord's name. Speak his name with respect and act like Jesus. I want to challenge you to look for ways you can be the hands and the feet of Jesus to somebody today.